Todd Farnsworth, and you're listening to BCC To Go, a weekly podcast exploring faith through the lens of the Briarcliff Congregational Church. The weather is getting warmer, chance of stray snowflakes is decreasing, and folks are cracking the thresholds of their homes and getting outdoors. Oh, it is so nice to feel the warmth of the sun every so often and the green grass underfoot. You can hear the birds outside. The trees are taking on all these beautiful greens and yellows and pinks. It's amazing. And yet on the other hand, oh, for people who are accustomed to connecting with the holy indoors only, oh, this can create a dilemma. Oh, I've heard the argument go, if God wanted us to stay indoors on Sunday, God would have made it rain every weekend. Ugh, that would be horrible. Truth is, our spiritual selves are equipped to connect with the holy indoors and outdoors. Many people just don't have as much experience or a sense of permission to explore that relationship out of the box, outside of the church building or the synagogue or the mosque or wherever it is that you go into to worship. In fact, before the relatively gigantic structures we gather in existed, folks connected with gods in homes or tents or out in fields, forests, or down by the water. They didn't know about these centralized boxes that have now become icons for worship centers. They just knew that they had an urge to have a relationship with someone bigger than themselves. And when they were outdoors, it was like having a front row seat to a whole lot of awesome. If that's where you are at in this season of lovely weather, here are a few tips for connecting outdoors. 1. Decide it's okay to get back to your spiritual roots. Give yourself permission to connect to outdoors. It'll free you of distracting guilt. Ugh, that guilt. Just say, it's okay to worship God or to pray outside or to be outdoors when I'm trying to connect to the holy. 2. Decide if you want to connect alone or with some friends. 3. Decide if you want to focus on some aspect of your relationship with God, or maybe you just need to hang out and enjoy each other's company. If there is an aspect that you'd like to explore, take a moment to check out sacred texts. They can help you focus your ideas. They can help you crystallize what it is that you'd like to spend time with God on. Now, you may be asking, well, what are sacred texts? Good question. In general, sacred texts are writings that point folks towards a particular deity. In Christianity, the Bible is considered a sacred text. In Islam, the Quran is considered a sacred text. Judaism has the Torah. www.sacred-text.com has a lot of sacred words online. If you don't have a favorite, go to their website and just poke around a little. My guess is you're sure to find something that will help you focus and help you to start considering what it is that you'd like to spend time with God on. 5, back to our regularly scheduled program. If you have an aspect of your relationship with the holy that you want to work on, look up a text that relates to that aspect. You can Google it and then go to sacredtext.com. Check out what it is that you want to explore with God, and then make sure that you keep it short. Don't look for like a pages-long quote that will be the object of your focus, but something that you can just write down in a sentence or two, or something that you might even be able to memorize so that it's just rolling around in your head. Speaking of heads, 6 is head outside and keep your eyes, ears, senses, and soul open to aha insights about your bond with God. Have fun Be surprised. Reflect on what you've discovered. Number 7, finally, after experiencing your aha moment out of the box, share what you've learned or the new questions that you've come up with somebody who you trust. Spirituality tends to be more meaningful if you operate in the context of community. Find a partner or partner organization who will be safe to share this adventure with. Your spiritual life is an intimate thing. Nurture it indoors and outdoors to experience the whole of what the holy has to offer you. Remember that if it's a rainy day or you're looking for an established community to bounce things off of, there are a lot of lovely boxes to wander into, including the Briarcliff Congregational Church. In truth, even we gather outdoors in the best of weather. I'm Reverend Todd Farnsworth, and thanks for listening to BCC To Go. I hope you have a wonderful time exploring out of the box. Feel free to drop us a line and let us know how it's going. We can be reached at briarcliffchurchpastor@gmail.com. We hope you have a wonderful time exploring out of the box this coming season.